The problem is not all inside your head. It is happening in real time, folks. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Big thanks to Professor Josh Braver of the University of Wisconsin Law School, helping us understand the relationship and why we have civil leadership of our military and the fact that we may be approaching, inch by inch, quite a constitutional crisis. In Professor Braver's words, the military, the National Guard, should only be used as an absolute last resort when civil law enforcement is incapable of enforcing the law. We simply do not have those facts on the ground in Portland or in Chicago, and certainly not here in Milwaukee. We're going to get into some of the lies that are being told by the administration about the factual circumstances. This matters. It matters a lot, because if we're going to have any fidelity to our system of laws, if we expect presidents to follow the law, especially when it's not a president that you agree with, then an administration's willingness to lie about the facts that either trigger certain presidential powers or don't, we need to be really concerned about that. So I want to get into that, but in the realm of, oh my gosh, what is even happening? Excuse me. We have the head of the Department of Health and Human Services, yeah, that RFK Jr., saying a bunch more pretty crazy things recently. Yesterday, RFK Jr., basically, again, this is becoming more and more prevalent, admitted the quiet part out loud about the litmus testing of scientists within the Department of Health and Human Services. Take a listen to what he said about, proving or studying some of these wild claims that RFK makes. Take a listen.
Studies that show the countries that use the most have the highest level of autism. Cuba has the lowest level in the world of acetaminophen use, and it has the lowest autism rate in the world. So this is not dispositive. It is not proof. We're doing the studies to make the proof.
Oops. Wait. What was that? You're doing the studies to prove your hypothesis that acetaminophen or Tylenol causes autism. By the way, maybe RFK, maybe it might be the case that Cuba has really low rates of autism because they don't have the state-of-the-art medical system there, and they're probably way underdiagnosing it. I don't know. Their cars are still from the 1960s. I'm sure their medicine is state-of-the-art. If you're using Cuba as an example, probably on some fairly thin ice. I don't know, just me. As if that was not, telling enough about the fact that, we'll get the proof. We'll make sure that the studies give us the proof of my hypothesis about the Tylenol. Somehow we have now, RFK is now linking circumcision, Tylenol, and autism. I wish I was making it up, but I'm not. Take a listen to this from today's cabinet meeting. Ooh. There's an ad playing. Okay, we've got to wait just a second to get to that sound. We'll have it for you in a second. Again, this was in this morning's cabinet meeting, which is pretty wild. Let me know when we've got that sound, because again, we're linking together somehow autism, circumcision, and Tylenol. Take a listen.
There's many other confirmation studies. There's two studies that show children who are circumcised early have double the rate of autism. And it's highly likely because they're given Tylenol. So, none of this is this positive, but all of it is stuff that we should be paying attention to.
Yeah.
But,
I wish RFK actually knew something about medicine and how science works. I wish he did. I really did. Because he apparently does not understand the difference between correlation and causation, and the difference between what are effectively selective case study reviews and the difference between a single study that might be a case study review and actual scientific method-based longitudinal studies with time series and cross-sectional data. And if you don't know what any of that is, it's okay. But it's the difference between basically making stuff up out of thin air or a one-off example that's never really been studied at any depth and actual data-driven analysis. And RFK Jr. doesn't know the difference. And all they seem to be paying attention to, it's like the maximum level of confirmation bias. All he pays attention to is the stuff that confirm his preordained wackadoodle conspiracy theories. This is not how medicine should be practiced, ladies and gentlemen. But that's who we've got running DHHS. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Jack from Merrimack, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, well, first of all, this is part of Project 2025, which basically says that all the results of all studies and regulations and other information has predetermined, and we're going to tell you how what it's supposed to be. I mean, that's exactly what it is. But let me, I don't know if I mentioned this on your show or not, but there's a historian by the name of Hannah Arendt, and she really hits the nail on the head with what this is all about. And she basically says several things about lying and authoritative regimes. And one of them is the purpose of lying is not to make everybody believe the lie. The purpose of lying is to confuse the matters so that nobody knows what to believe anymore. And the second thing, and this is what's really critical, is that people who don't know fact from fiction, truth from lies, don't know right from wrong, and they are the ideal subject for authoritarian rule. It doesn't make any difference if it's fascism or communism, but the ideal subject is somebody that really doesn't know what to believe anymore.
I couldn't thank you so much for that reminder, Jack. And the reason that I folded this RFK nonsense in here, before we get into this longer conversation about the lying that is coming out of ICE and the Department of Homeland Security every day, is precisely this. When on every conceivable front, you have federal government high-ranking officials that are willing to lie and distort the truth. It's not that I think the vast majority of Americans are like, oh yeah, circumcision, dot, 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 autism. No. It's precisely what Jack is talking about. It opens up this area where people who want to believe in Donald Trump, want to believe that he actually has their best interest in heart, can say, well, we don't know that that's true, or I'm going to believe this. And it has this overwhelming impact of making the truth outside of our collective knowability. We don't know what the facts are, so anything's fine. It weakens institutions. It erodes public trust. And when you have that, when you have a circumstance where, because of the confirmation bias machines that we call our cell phones, our mobile phones, our smartphones, vast swaths, tens of millions of people think that Tylenol causes autism, that circumcisions cause autism, that RFK actually has some reasonable grasp of how science and medicine is practiced. And when all of that generically leads to this overwhelming mistrust, it becomes much, much easier for a single person to stand up supported by a party of sycophants and a failing legislative branch, read MAGAs in Congress. They're not standing up to him, and it sets the table for people to distrust everything and for an authoritarian to step up and say, only I have the answer. And I'll just say this. I always want to engage in good faith debates. But over and over and over again on my text line from the conservatives that listen to this show, the things that I hear from them are basically blind faith in everything that Donald Trump and his surrogates say. There's no skepticism. There's no healthy cynicism. It's, he's going to create world peace. He's the greatest thing that ever happened. This man's a genius. Look at all these great things that he's doing. without any healthy skepticism. I'm not asking these good faith conservatives to turn into Democrats. That's not going to happen. I don't begrudge them their right to have a different opinion. I begrudge the complete lack of any critical thinking on these points. Let's take another caller, Charles from Milwaukee. Good to see you on my caller list, sir. How are you and what you got for us?
Hey, Maggie, you bring up so many good points. It's like, man, a person would just love to be able to, we could talk all day long, but I'll,
yes, we could,
I won't
sir.
Go to Netanyahu, but I'll go to the thing with the military. So he's claiming, all right, we're sending military in so we can clean up the streets of Chicago. We can clean up the streets of DC. If I'm correct, and if I'm wrong, correct me. Did he send military to the streets of D.C. where crimes were actually taking place in the rough neighborhoods?
Most accounts are no. I've seen some of those heat maps. Charles, thanks so much for this point. I've seen some of those heat maps of where they deployed National Guard in Washington, D.C., and it is... they do not match up with the high crime areas in Washington, D.C. Like, oops-a-daisy. Maybe it has nothing to do with that. Maybe it's all completely performative. But I wanted to be specific about the lies that are being told by ICE and DHS about the factual circumstances on the ground. On September 12th, ICE agents shot and killed Chicago resident Silverio Villegas Gonzalez in Franklin Park. ICE claimed that Gonzalez was shot after he, quote, seriously injured an ICE agent. The body cam footage shows that the same agent immediately after the encounter described his injuries as, quote, nothing major. On September 30th, some 300 federal agents raided an apartment building in Chicago in the dead of night with a Black Hawk helicopter. I'm not making this up. They rappelled onto the roof like it's freaking Fallujah. Okay? They ransacked apartments. They detained residents seemingly at random, including children and numerous U.S. citizens, including citizen Roderick Johnson, who said this to the Block Club of Chicago. He heard people, quote, dropping onto the roof before FBI agents kicked in his door. He was stuffed inside a van with his neighbor for hours until agents told him that the building was clear. They didn't tell me why I was being detained, Johnson said. They left people's doors open. They left money, firearms, and people's belongings completely unsecured. I'm going to come back with some more facts correcting the record about what ICE and DHS have been saying. If you want to invoke the Insurrection Act, if you want to federalize the National Guard, there had better be the actual facts on the ground to do so. Why is it okay that they're lying? We continue this discussion on the other side. Join me, 855-752-4842. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.